After more than three decades, Queensland is now accepting applications to mine uranium, but a raft of reasons mean it won't be exported from that state. Firstly, because there are no licensed ports, but on top of that, concerns about shipping through the Great Barrier Reef. Queensland's Minister for Natural Resources and Mines, Andrew Cripps, says it's not up to him to decide which Australian city becomes the hub for uranium exports, but it won't be a Queensland one.
The proponents will do an assessment of how they intend to export their material out of Australia to their customers, and that will determine whether they identify Darwin or Adelaide as a port of their preference. It'll be on a fee-for-service basis for handling the material. One of the reasons why we think it's very, very unlikely that a Queensland port will make an application to become licensed to export uranium is that there is a series of processes to achieve certification and permits to handle uranium and export it from a port, and we think that the costs associated with establishing that licensed port would be prohibitive.
The Northern Territory's Mines Minister, Willem Westra van Holter, says he supports transporting uranium oxide from Queensland through the Northern Territory.
The Northern Territory would be interested in taking that responsibility so that Queensland didn't have to deal with some of those sensitive environmental issues coming out through their ports.
How would you see this as working? Because a lot of the uranium coming out of Queensland is in the north, so it would make sense for it to come to Tennant Creek and then up to Darwin that way. Would you envision a rail line linking Mount Isa to Tennant Creek or trucks?
The nature of the export is really around refined uranium, so uranium oxide or something similar to that. It's not a huge bulk commodity. It is something that that travels in drums and can probably come on trucks. There certainly wouldn't be sufficient in bulk to justify it coming across on a rail line or having to build a new railway line to accommodate that. So I think road transport would be the way that we'd see this stuff come out of Queensland.
Mr. Westra van Holter says exporting uranium from the territory could also be an economic boost for Darwin Port. He also says using Darwin as an export hub makes strategic sense.
Taking another state's commodity and transporting it through the Darwin Port, I think, is a good thing to promote us as that strategic, important strategic location for the remainder of the country.
He expects Territorians would be accepting of the idea, given uranium is already trucked from Jabiru in Kakadu National Park to Darwin for export. But environmental groups aren't so optimistic. Dave Sweeney from the Australian Conservation Foundation.
It poses transport risks. We're a long way from emergency or combat services that have the necessary technology and training to respond to any accidents or incidents. And we know, and people in regional Australia know well, the often are accidents, incidents and unforeseen events that happen during transport or travel.
But could it be argued that at the end of the day, this is safer than exporting it from Queensland because it won't be going over the Great Barrier Reef? Isn't there an argument that this is actually the more sustainable, environmentally friendly method?
From the perspective of the Australian Conservation Foundation and every environment organisation in Australia, if you're talking words of sustainability, environmentally friendly, you're not talking uranium.
Your understanding of this commitment that Queensland uranium won't be exported from Queensland, you don't think that's the case?
What we've seen is that the Queensland government has kept the door open for future uranium exports from a Queensland port, and particularly from the port of Townsville.
Based just 50 kilometres to the west of Townsville is the old Ben Lomond uranium mine. Although there is interest by Canadian miner Mega Uranium, the company is yet to announce plans to reopen it. Mr. Sweeney says if the mine starts up again, the port of Townsville would likely become an export hub for the uranium produced there.
Now you join those dots and you get a picture of ships through the reef.
Queensland's Minister for Natural Resources and Mines, Andrew Cripps, wouldn't rule out a Queensland port exporting uranium, but he says it's unlikely based on cost.
The process for establishing a licensed port is quite complex and costly.
But if a port comes to you with that request, will you grant it?
Well, we will assess it, of course, and as I outlined earlier, there will be strict environmental health and safety standards, including safe handling and transportation.
Mr. Cripps says the department is yet to receive any applications from miners wanting to dig up uranium, let alone truck it to Darwin or Adelaide. The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says if that day does come, his department will assess any plans to transfer uranium by road or rail vigorously.
I'm going to convey to the Queensland Government that, of course, it would have to be considered under the Federal Environment Act, and then it has to be considered against the highest standards in the land. But it could be 12, 24, 36 months before anything is seen, if anything is to be received at all.